what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner today. As you just heard during that last local sports update, a lot of all-state selections coming out for both Carbon and Emory basketball. So let's talk about that. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about the three girls being recognized by the state for Carbon High School, we have head coach and athletic director Ted Bianco. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know right now it's kind of a dead time, to say the least. We have no local sports going on, but we are still kind of celebrating everything that went down over the winter sports season. And recently, some great news came out from Carbon High School, especially on the girls' basketball team. Two girls received all-state selections, Coach, both Jordan Bianco and also Abby Sacamano. It was great to see these seniors get some recognition for their play on the court.
That's true, and there's also McKenna Blank. She made honorable mention All-State, and with Jordan and Abby making second team All-State. So it was awesome to have actually three girls on that list this year, and it's a testament to the success that we had this year for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about all these girls individually. First off, Coach, for Jordan, really it caps off just a fantastic career at Carbon High School. We've talked last week about some of the accomplishments, and really not only at Carbon High, but also throughout the entire state. Her three-point ability is something that we followed over the last 4 years, and because of that, she's top 10 all-time in the state for three-pointers made. And for her to cap off her season, or her career, rather, with an all-state selection, definitely not a bad way to go out.
No, she had a great career for us, and then she played. Just anybody that's a point guard knows this. That's the hardest, in my opinion, the hardest position on the floor, because your ball's basically always in your hands and you're making things happen. And I thought she did a great job throughout her career of getting her teammates involved. She was a focus of many of the teams we played against, which aided her teammates in a lot of ways, because the total focus is on one player a lot of times. Things happen that it opens other players up for easy scores and good things at the rim for them. So, she handled her situation very well for us, and she had the true mentality of a point guard. And she's definitely going to be missed, not only as a father, but as a coach. That's a tough position to fill, and we have some good kids coming back next year that can hopefully carry on that tradition.
One of the things that's impressed me about Jordan, Coach, is her ability to adjust, right? She's a little undersized, and that was something that really didn't stop her from scoring the basketball. I mean, as crafty as she was at the beginning of her career, she just seemed to get better. And the way she adjusted scoring the basketball, that's what impressed me over the last 4 years.
Well, she knew that if she didn't develop a drive game where she could get to the basket, that it was going to be more difficult for her to get not only herself involved, but her teammates involved. So, putting the ball on the floor and attacking the basket was huge for her, which opened up some other things for her also. She did an excellent job of getting her teammates involved. You look at her from her freshman year to her senior year. She was a kid that her freshman year, coming off the bench, not a lot of people knew about her. But they knew about her real fast when she knocked down two or three threes from way beyond the arc. And it made a world of difference for her, and then teams caught on and they eventually were face guarding and doing all kinds of crazy things against her to try and keep her from doing her thing. But as you said, she did a great job of adjusting, and it definitely helped our team throughout the years.
Let's move on and talk about Abby Sacamano, Coach, another girl that definitely deserved to get an All-State nod. She's also voted to the second team. She averaged a team best, I believe, in points per game this past season. Abby was one of those players that every time you take a look at the stat sheet or the box score at the end of the night, she would stuff it all the way across. She's scoring big numbers in multiple categories.
She did a great job for us this year. It was by far her best year, and she shot the ball well from outside for the most part, Our ability to get to the rim really helped her a ton, and that's something that we really needed this year. So, like you said, Abby, she did fill up the stats. She did a great job of, I think her and Jordan were really close on assists. I think Jordan averaged about 3.6 7 or 3.8, and have you average around 3.6 or 3.7. They're really close with each other. So it was nice to have that tandem of a guard that could see the floor and make good decisions with the ball. And on those kickouts, you know, for each of them, it was nice to have them be able to complete the play for us.
As far as Abby's concerned, Coach, when you have a girl that can really play multiple positions and can get the job done in different avenues out on the court, how does someone like that grow over the course of 3 or 4 years in the program? How did you see Abby become that player?
Well, she was always aggressive, but I think she got smarter as her career went on. I think she got, as far as what I mean by when I say she got smarter at the varsity level. She was able to play to that speed, and it says, her career went on, she did a much better job of seeing things and making things happen for not only herself but her teammates. So in that respect, she grew a lot over her 4 years playing for us, I felt.
And then you mentioned McKenna Blank. Here's a girl, I believe she led the team in rebounds, if memory serves me right, averaging about 9 points per game. And, Coach, I think typically those are all state numbers. I know she gets an honorable mention, but when you look at averaging 9 points a game and leading a team in rebounds as a team that goes as deep as Carbon did, finishing 3-1 at the state tournament, typically those types of numbers result into a first, second, or third team mention.
We got to remember, too, she had to sit out 3 games this year with a knee injury, and so that, you know, that brought her, that had an effect on her also, as far as, you know, anytime you miss games, it's tough to come back. And she bounced back. I believe she missed our game against Grand, she missed our game against San Juan, and she missed our game against Richfield. She actually could have probably played against Richfield at Richfield for us, but we didn't feel comfortable with getting her out there on the court. We just didn't want to make that injury worse. But as the season went on for her, you know, she jumps, and it always helps when you jump to get rebounds, and that was a huge reason why she was our leading rebounder this year, is her ability to get off the floor and go grab the ball. She's always the type of kid that always gives her best effort, and I was really pleased with her progression throughout the year. I just, you know, would have been nice to see what would have happened had she not had those three-game stretch where she didn't get to play. And, you know, as a team, we went 2-1, but it would have been, I think, that game at Richfield would have been a little bit different had we had her on the floor.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad, also the athletic director at Carbon High School. And, Coach, when you see these individual accomplishments come out, I know throughout the year there's always such a big emphasis on team. In my mind, basketball is the ultimate team game. But when you see the individual accomplishments come out at the end of the season and you finally have a chance to take a step back and look at what the girls accomplished on their own throughout the year or how they made their teammates better, I'm always curious how a coach, you know, receives these types of results coming out. Second team All-State, third team All-State, whatever it may be, first team or an honorable mention. What does that mean to a coach?
Well, I think it means a lot for us because it's always nice to see your kids have success and get the respect of their peers. And I felt like with our team this year, I think a lot of coaches have a lot of respect for the guard lineup, especially. You know, some of the comments they'd make to me after the game and such, you know, just you could just tell that they knew that they were in trouble if our guards got loose and if our guards did what they were supposed to do. And so you're always proud of those kids to be able to you know, come out of the season with some honors, especially state honors, which in my mind is the epitome of what somebody can say about you. And then both Abby and Jordan got to play in the Lions Club All-Star, 3A All-Star game down in Salina on March 7th, I believe it was. Their Lions Club puts on a rural school all-star game for 1A, 2A, and 3A players, and we had both those players get to play in that all-star game this year, and then Jordan got a chance to play in the 3A all-star game up in Salt Lake on March 14th, but unfortunately that got canceled because of the coronavirus, so hopefully there's a makeup date for that, but we're just waiting to see what's going to happen with this whole mess that we're currently in, and just waiting to see if all of our kids get a chance to still compete to finish out the year.
Yeah, Coach, with that being said, I know that basketball is certainly your emphasis with you being a coach of the girls' team, but now we've seen an effect go all the way across the spring sports as well. I know the Utah High School Activities Association, they haven't canceled the season yet. Any indication that maybe we could possibly get a sports season?
I think if we're back in school after the May 1st deadline, because we're closed down, basically all schools in the state are closed until May 1st. If they reopen up and we're back in school on that Monday, which would be May 4th, I think there's a good chance that if the state's open back up, that these kids will still have a chance to compete. And if not, the chances get slimmer and slimmer with the more time that we're away from it. So hopefully there's an opportunity for these kids to still get a chance to compete, as I know. It sucks for all of these kids, but especially the seniors. They look forward to the end of the year. They look forward to competing in region play and non-region play at the state tournament, no matter what the sport is. And I would hate to see that go away for these kids. But safety is the most important thing for all of us. And during these times of trial that we're currently in, we just have to be patient. And hopefully this will pass soon. And we'll get out of this with minimal damage, but it's certainly been frustrating for a lot of people.
No question. I know at the JUCO level, these kids that are participating in spring sports, they'll get that year of eligibility back. Unfortunately, at high school, you don't have that luxury, right? I mean, you're a senior, that's it.
That's right, and who knows if there's going to be graduations and things like that across the state. It's just crazy how this happened, and you just never know when things that you love and that you treasure can be taken away from you. And unfortunately for all of us, we're having to deal with a different lifestyle right now. And that may be something that'll turn out to be a good thing for the entire world, is to look at things a little differently when things get back to normal. And hopefully we can learn how to treat each other a little bit differently and go on with our lives in a more peaceful manner than what we've seen over the past several years. Hopefully we all learn something from this, because like you said, it's been a weird time for sure.
No question. Coach Ted Bianco, it is a pleasure to speak with you, Coach. Thank you again for taking out the time, and congratulations not only to the girls, but also to you being the head basketball coach for the girls program. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you so much, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino Basketball Squad, also the athletic director at Carbon High School. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll flip over. We'll talk NBA basketball. If the season is, in fact, canceled, what would be the biggest storylines that we would never get an answer to? I have two right off at the top of my head. We'll focus on those when we return right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.